Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. After an off day following the six-game West Coast swing, the Mets begin a seven-game homestand against the National League Central that started tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. It was Jose Buteau against Miles Michaelis. That was the Game 1 pitching matchup. In the first inning, Buteau was helped out by a double play ball to face the minimum in the top half of the first. In the bottom half, the Mets jumped on Michaelis quickly with a Brandon Nimmo double and an infield hit by Starling Marte. Runners were at first and second with nobody out, but the Mets could not capitalize. Francisco Lindor popped out and Pete Alonso grounded into a double play to end the Mets' threat in the first. In the top half of the second inning, Buteau hit Nolan Arenado to start the inning. He then walked Paul Goldschmidt. That put a pair on for Alec Burleson.
Burleson, the designated hitter, he can play both corners in the outfield. The Cardinals are not in love with his defensive abilities. Also can play first base. He's got some pretty good power. The 1-1 on the way, that's hit in the air pretty deep to right field. Back goes Marte, and this ball's going to go. It is a long home run off the facing of the City Pavilion in front of the Shea Bridge. So that power of Alec Burleson's manifests in a three-run homer against Buteau here in the second inning, and the Cardinals have a 3-0 lead.
Well, how he called it, Alec Burleson does have some tremendous power, and he homered into the bullpen in right center field to give the Cardinals a 3-0 lead on just one hit. Buteau then worked around a one-out single by Brandon Crawford to hold the Cardinals 2-3. That sent the game to the bottom half of the second inning when J.D. Martinez came to the plate for the first time as a Met.
The 1-2 hit on the ground the other way, base hit, going down the right field line right off the end of the bat. Martinez turns first and holds on as Nootbaar plays it in. And so with the first baseman Goldschmidt off the line against the right-hand batter, a roller by Martinez as a leadoff single for the Mets and J.D.'s first hit as a New York Met.
First hit for J.D. Martinez of what the Mets hope will be many hits in a Mets uniform as part of his one-year deal. Unfortunately, the Mets could not capitalize because Jeff McNeil and Harrison Bader both grounded out, and then Brett Beatty went down on strikes to end the home half of the second inning, which brought us to the top of the third when Wilson Contreras led off.
Here's Wheezy Contreras, and he swings, hits a high fly to left, deep into the night, and back into the second deck, Wilson Contreras. Leads off the top of the third inning with a bomb. A slow trot around the bases for Contreras, whose solo shot gives the Cardinals a 4-0 lead.
Well, graced with a new nickname by Keith Rad, Wilson Contreras ambushed the first pitch that he saw from Jose Buteau in the third to give the Cardinals a 4-0 lead. That was the big play of the game brought to you by Optimum with the fastest fiber internet in the tri-state with speeds up to 8 gig. Optimum, where local is big time. Second home run allowed in as many innings by Buteau, who had allowed just one home run all year, and he wasn't out of trouble yet because the heart of the order was up for the Redbirds. Lars Nootbaar then went down on strikes. Nolan Arenado grounded out back to the mound for a one unassisted for the second out. And with two away, Buteau faced Paul Goldschmidt.
Buteau's 0-1. Cracked on a line towards center. Bader comes racing in. Dives forward and makes a tumbling catch. Harrison Bader robbing Paul Goldschmidt and taking away a base hit from his old team.
And that catch by Harrison Bader was the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. But still four runs home for the Cardinals after two and a half. Mets led off the home half of the third the same way they did the first, with a double, this time by Tomas Nito. However, like the first, the Mets could not capitalize as Michaelis stranded him at third on a Lindor groundout for the final out. Buteau then went into a stretch of nine in a row, set down to keep it a four-run game into the bottom of the fifth. Michaelis was in a run of his own. He had set down nine consecutive Mets after the Tomas Nito double, and with two outs in the bottom of the fifth, Nito came back to the plate.
We've seen Nito hit opposite field home runs here at Citi Field, so he does have some power the other way, and they play him as such. 1-2 pitch. Swing on a fly ball, well hit right center. Ciani back at the track, at the wall, he jumps, it's gone! An opposite field home run by Tomas Nito to the right of the 380 mark. And for Tomas Nito, his first home run as a New York Met this season. The Mets are on the board. The Cardinals' lead is cut to 4-1.
And that was our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. I tell you what, Howie's getting pretty good at this. He said that Burleson had some power earlier, and then just before the Nito home run, he said we'd seen Nito hit some opposite field home runs in his career at Citi Field. And just like that, Tomas Nito hit an opposite field home run, his first home run of the big leagues since September 30th of 2022, and the Mets were on the board. It was 4-1 Cardinals. Buteau's streak of 11 in a row came to an end after a two-out single by Paul Goldschmidt. He would face one more batter, a walk to Alec Burleson, before Carlos Mendoza called on Josh Walker. Walker took over with two outs in the sixth inning. He then walked Nolan Gorman to load the bases, but he would strike out Brandon Crawford for the final out in the sixth. That closed the line on Buteau. 5 2/3, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts, and 2 home runs allowed. Unfortunately, he was on the wrong side of a 4-1 score. Michaelis returned for the bottom of the sixth. He allowed a one-out double by Francisco Lindor, and then two batters later, J.D. Martinez came to the plate.
The 0-1. Swing and a drive down the right field line. Well hit. Nootbaar back into the corner near the wall. Jumps. Can't get it. It's off the wall. Stays in play. Lindor rounds third. Score standing. Martinez to second. He holds on there with a stand-up double and a run batted in. And the Cardinals' lead is cut to 4-2. J.D. Martinez with his first run batted in as a New York Met.
Second hit of the night and first RBI in a Mets uniform for J.D. Martinez, and his first extra base hit as well, and Miles Michaelis was done. Jojo Romero on for the Cardinals. He struck out Jeff McNeil to limit the Mets to just one run on the double by J.D. Martinez. 4-2, the score after six innings. Josh Walker and Jorge Lopez combined to strand a runner at third in the top of the seventh inning, and the score would remain 4-2 into the ninth. Jorge Lopez went 5 up and 5 down out of the pen, and then Sean Reed Foley capped off the impressive night by the bullpen with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. In the bottom half, Mets were chasing a pair, and they would go 1-2-3 against St. Louis closer Ryan Helsley with a couple of strikeouts as DJ Stewart struck out as a pinch hitter to end the game, and the Mets dropped game one to the Cardinals by a final score of 4-2. The Mets fell to 13-12, and the Cardinals improve to 12-14.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.